Marla Ribucan, and I am 44 years old. I grew up with a single mom who instilled in me at a very early age that there is a God, a Jesus, and a Holy Spirit, and we must trust and have faith in him at all times. In 1991, when I was 17 years old, I moved to Hawaii to spend some time with my dad. He is a Christian, and we were in his living room talking about Jesus one day, and he asked if I had ever accepted Jesus into my heart and said the prayer to. I had said no, but I believe in him. But he said, well, you still have to pray and accept him into your heart. So I did. The year I actually felt a very strong presence of God was in 1998. I was at my grandma's bedside when she passed away. We could see it was time, so I held my grandma's hand. And I told her the angels were coming to take her home. She looked up at in the corner of the room, and her eyes opened and her mouth dropped. She had this look of awe on her face. I said, oh, those angels must be so beautiful. And that's when this presence of pure peace came into that room. It was like a big loving hug. I felt like my heart was being opened. And this feeling of peace made me feel like my eyes were also being opened, but like never before, to the power of the situation I found myself in. You could feel God in that room, and he was taking Grandma home. The feeling of peace and love in that room was so overwhelming, it's so hard to put into words. I felt so honored and privileged that God let me be there at the end of my grandma's life so I could see and feel that God is always with us till the end of our life, full of love and grace. A few years ago, I had went to Crossroads Church. I didn't know they were baptizing people that day, but I sat at the back and I watched, and it was really emotional. At the end, the pastor asked if anyone else wanted to be baptized, because sometimes the Holy Spirit moves you. And he said, well, you have a chance now if you want to be. Well, I knew the Holy Spirit was moving me, and I felt like he was going to push me out of my chair and stand up in front of hundreds of people and yell, over here. But my anxiety of talking in front of people and getting up, I started arguing with God. I was like, you can't expect me to get up in front of hundreds of people. Like, I'm not ready. I cannot do that. And I remember arguing with him and feeling I want to go, but I was so scared. Anyway, I didn't end up going that day, and I regretted it ever since. But today, I want to be baptized to honor Jesus and all he has done for me and put all my faith and my fears in him, because he is my best friend. And he is going to help me through. And I know if I fall, he will be there to pick me up. I want to thank Jesus for dying on the cross for my sins. I want to thank my mom for her childlike faith and living by example, her faith in God and teaching us about Jesus. And as long as we can have him in our life, then everything will be okay, as he is our rock. You are the best mom ever, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank God that he let you be my mom. And also, I'd like to thank my dad for guiding me in prayer to accept Jesus into my heart. And even though he wasn't there for us growing up, if that's all he did for me that day, then his role in my life was enough. And lastly, I wanted to thank Pastor James for welcoming me with open arms to be a part of this baptism. Your kindness and helping me walk through this process. And everybody here at this church for welcoming us. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Is that on? Oh, yeah, there we go. This was no small feat for you. I called Marla during the week, and I said, how is it going? Are you still okay? And she goes, you know what? The devil's trying to push me back again, so I don't take this step, but I'm not going to let him do it, she said. And so it's taken you a lot of courage to come and to take this step, to battle a lot of fears of standing in front of people. And look at you. Here we are. So, Marla, based on the testimony of your faith today, is it your desire to be baptized as an outward expression of the inward change that has already happened?
With all my heart.
Then I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Awesome. Anjali is going to come, and Anjali isn't baptized. She's already baptized, but her husband is being baptized today, Jesse. And we're going to get Anjali to come and share her testimony this morning. And that testimony is for church membership. Here, as a couple, they'll both come into church membership.
Hello, my name is Anjali Ann Rice. As part of my request to join the membership of this church, I would like to share my testimony. I was led to the Lord when I was 3 years old by my grandpa. I have had the joy and honor in growing up in a family who fully love the Lord and have helped me grow stronger in my faith by praying for me and guiding me in his ways. I have faithful grandparents who have always been available for counsel and who speak Jesus' name regularly. I've also been blessed in a marriage to Jesse, who is a God-fearing man and who also comes from a God-fearing family. I was baptized at 14, and within that year, a trial of losing one of my closest friends, I fully felt the presence of the Lord and Jesus' loving arms encompass me. He carried me and helped me never to lose sight of his love and grace. At that time, Psalm 56:3, "What time I am afraid, I will put my trust in you," has been embedded in my heart. I trusted Jesus to help me get through life and to be by my side in the bad, but also in the good, and he has never let me down. I've wondered over the past years about changing churches, especially since we've had Alea, since we live in Didsbury, and God keeps saying, stay, and then digs me a little bit deeper into this church. And so now, as Jesse is being baptized, we would like to join the membership of this church together so that we can continue our walk with God and with this church. To close, I would like to read Psalm 100. "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Thank you.
Well, Jesse, being a man of many words, was just aching to come up to the front and share his testimony. And so, Jesse, would you come and share your testimony with us here this morning?
My name is Jesse Logan Rice. I had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home along with my 5 siblings. Growing up, I had the knowledge that God is always with us, that he loves us and desires a relationship with us. It wasn't until I started going to youth group that I really started understanding why I needed Jesus and that I needed to invite him in, as he will only knock. It is up to us to open the door. So at the age of 12, I asked Jesus into my life. I accepted Christ as my Savior because I realized I was a sinner and only his grace, forgiveness, and mercy could cleanse me of my sin. I asked Jesus into my heart because with Jesus as my foundation, nothing can sweep me aside. The reasons for me wanting to be baptized are because Jesus modeled it for us, and if we were to be Christ-like, then we must follow in his footsteps. Second is because I want to show outwardly that I am for Christ and want to follow the commands of my Savior. And the last is that in one of the classes we were reading about the Ethiopian and Philip, where in Acts 8:36, the Ethiopian asks, "Look, here's water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" Basically asking, what is stopping us from being baptized? The answer is nothing should be stopping you, and I became convicted by these words. So my excuse went out the window and across the ocean. My excuse was not wanting to speak in front of everyone and being the center of attention. As many as you well know, I'm not one to waste words, and I feel I must apologize for being so long-winded here today. And I'd just like to finish with this verse. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalm 18:2.
Well, Jesse, based on the testimony of your faith, of all those words you used, is it your desire today to be baptized as an outward expression of the inward change that Jesus has made in your life?
Yes.
Then, Jesse, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sylvia Vanone is another person in the church who has said, you know what, this is where I call home, and I would like to be a member of this church. And so Sylvia is going to come as well and share her testimony of faith as to what God has been doing in her life for membership here in the church.
My name is Sylvia. I had the privilege of being raised in a Christian home. My mom and dad were immigrants from countries that are no longer communist, but went through horrific events during the wars. Growing up, I heard of their love and faith in God, which fired their endurance. I had much smaller hardships, but always trusted God. When I was 15, I was attending an evangelical rally in my hometown. It was one of those light bulb moments when you realize that you love God and opened my heart to the salvation of Jesus' blood, and thus accepted him as my Savior. In July of that same year, I was baptized in the murky waters of Lake Newell. As years rolled along, I did have my hills and my valleys. I never doubted God's love for me, but there were times in my life that I have anguished, wondering what life lesson he was teaching me. There have been some incredible, joyful experiences in my life, my husband, my children, and my grandchildren. The other day, one of my grandchildren FaceTimed me. I felt honored that this five-year-old smiling face carried on with this wonderful conversation from Texas. What a delight. I was an obstetrical nurse for 30 years and a home care nurse for 7 years. Jesus was right beside me all the way. There were many prayers that went up when there were those challenging cases. I had the privilege of being a perinatal bereavement counselor for 20 years. It was an opportunity to pray with couples, cry with couples, help with funeral details, and help those families with their journey of grief. I am retired now and allowing the gift of painting to show God's beautiful world through my work. At least, I hope I do. Lifelong learning. This is one of my favorite verses, James 1:3-4, New Living Translation. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. My desire to join as a member into East Olds Baptist Church are, number one, when Ron and I first moved to this area, we visited three other churches. East Olds had the feeling of genuine friendliness. Number two, as a child, my parents would bring my brother and I to East Olds for the annual picnics and other events at the church, and I have fond memories of the members. Number three, most of all, being accepted into a Bible-believing church reinforces confidence in my faith, to be among people who care, and vice versa, a community of the followers of Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you, Sylvia. Well, Jesse made mention of the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and that story was Philip was walking along and there was a chariot ahead, and as he was coming alongside the chariot, he was listening to this man looking at the scriptures, and he didn't understand them, so Philip began to tell him, explain to him the scriptures, and as he did that, they came to the part of believe and be baptized. And Philip says, belief and baptism, when we accept Jesus into our life, when we ask him to come, he is faithful to come in. Revelation 3:20 says he stands at the door and he knocks, and he is faithful to come in to those that open the door of their hearts to him. And today, if you are a believer in Christ, Jesus is knocking at that door. If you aren't a believer in Christ, he is knocking at that door. He wants you to open that door and come in. Now, with faith, for those that are believers in Christ, that have already said, yes, I choose to have Jesus in my life. For you today, there is another step. And Jesus lays it out by his example. And Philip and the Ethiopian as well model it for us. And as Philip explained the scriptures of how you get saved, just by simply asking Jesus to come and cleanse you of your sin, as you do that next step is to be baptized. And so belief and baptism, as we read through the scripture, go hand in hand. If we believe, the call then is to be baptized as an outward expression of the change that Jesus has made in your life. And so at this time, I want to extend an invitation. Maybe the Holy Spirit has been talking to you. Maybe like Marla said, you're sitting in your chair going, no way, that's not me. There's no way I'm going to get out. And I don't know how many years ago that was, Marla, but maybe it's going to be a number of years. You're going to wrestle and go, you know what, on that day, I really should have just went. I should have just listened to the Holy Spirit speaking to me and come forward and been baptized. So I want to open that up. If there is anyone here, you are welcome to come. You can come now. We're going to sing a song. You're welcome to come after that song as well. But you are welcome to come and be baptized. So I'm going to ask, is there anyone this morning that would like to be baptized? They are a believer. You are a believer in Jesus. You've never taken that step. This is that opportunity to come and to be baptized. Is there anyone that would like to come? Just slip up your hand. There's going to be opportunity again. We're going to sing a song together. And if you would like to come, if you would like to be baptized, I'm going to invite you just to come up on this side over here. And that'll alert me that you would like to be baptized, and we will follow through with your baptism thereafter. Barry, lead us in worship.
Are you good sitting, or do you want to stand? Okay, I got the thumbs up. Please stand with us.
Bless the Lord. Whatever may pass and will. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. Yes, I'll worship your holy name, Lord, I'll worship your holy name. Please be seated.
Well, the opportunity is there. Is there anyone that would like to come and be baptized? Well, we have the opportunity for our candidates here who have been baptized, who have come into membership or desire to come into membership, to come, and we are going to have a time of prayer for them. So I'm going to get all of you to come and line up right here on the floor and facing everyone and those prayer partners that you have. If you would get your prayer partner, if you've been asked to come be a prayer partner, come up at this time. And I'm going to get you guys just to take one step forward. There we go. Okay, there we go. So prayer partners can come behind. You can find your spot appropriately based on how tall you are or not. You can stand on one step up or... All right. So being able to pray for those who have been baptized is a real privilege. And we have some moms and dads, we have some good friends, we have a youth pastor, And it is a real joy to be able to pray for those that have been baptized who are coming into membership. And we want to do that this morning. And I'm going to invite, starting way down on Tizia's end, after I find the microphone. There we go. I'm going to start on Tizia's end, and as you pray for the person, then just pass the mic to the next person, and we'll just continue to pray all the way down the line.
Heavenly Father, this is a huge day for your kingdom. All these people that have said yes to you in public and confirmed their yeses and stated their testimony. Lord, we want to pray for Sylvia, that she follows your guidance, that she listens to all that you have to say here and where you will lead her in this church and in this community. We thank you for bringing her here in this community, and we ask your blessing upon all that she does and all that will happen in the future. Give her the strength to listen to you and to go forward, to shine in her family, in her community. And Lord, we thank you so much for all that she is bringing to us and to you.
God and Heavenly Father, we come just before you with full and joyful hearts to see our children, our friends, commit their lives to you, to make a public appearance and state their faith in you. We thank you that they want to become members of this church. This is a godly church. Your word is preached from right from your Bible. By the pastor, and your spirit is present here in this building, in amongst us, and in all of our hearts. And Jesse and Angie would be absolutely hard-pressed to find a better church to call home. And we just thank you for the plan that you have for each of these lives. You've told us from Jeremiah that you know the plans that you have for us, plans for prosperity and not for calamity. To give us a future and a hope. And may these lives and may the actions and the words of all of us be uplifting and honoring to you, and may you receive the glory for you working in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I honor and praise you. I feel very privileged that you would allow me to witness the baptism of both my girls, Marla Joe and Jody Renee. I thank you for entrusting me with your two precious treasures to raise, nurture, and teach them about you. Thank you for helping me along the way. I know you have been tugging at their hearts for a while now to obey your word and be baptized. Today is the day you have chosen for them to express their love for you. I pray that Marla and Jody, you will continue to love, trust, and obey God with all your heart. Let him guide you in life's decisions, and let him comfort you when needed. Jesus is your best friend, so lean on him during the bad times and thank him during the good times. Gain more knowledge through his word, which will grow your faith stronger and equip you to tell others the truth about Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on him, as this is a lifelong journey. Thank you, Jesus. You are awesome. I pray these things in your name. Amen.
Father, as we come to you this morning, it is with grateful hearts for what we've been privileged to have here today. Lord, I thank you for bringing Kim this far in her journey with you. It was a hard, sad time that brought them to our community for me in the loss of a very dear friend. And yet, Lord, I thank you for bringing Kim and Gordon, Brian and Bella to us. And through that, Lord, she has been drawn to make this expression of faith and to serve you. I pray your blessing upon her each day, your strength to carry her through the things that she has to do. And Lord, as
as a family, I pray that you will bless them and keep them in your care. Lord, for the tough days which come, that you will be her strength, that you will give her joy, even in the times that aren't the best. Serving you doesn't mean everything will be okay. It just means we don't have to walk alone. Thank you, Father. I pray your blessing on Kim for the special person she is, for her giving heart and her desire to walk with you. I just praise and thank you in Jesus' name.
God, I thank you so much for the power of your word and the work that it has done in the lives of all those that have been baptized today and those who are joining our church family as members here. I pray and ask a blessing over Bella, and I thank you for her decision to come and be baptized today. I pray that as she goes forth from here, that she would have a heart that wants to serve you, that wants to be with you. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to grow and to search for her faith, to find you in everything, Lord. I pray this blessing over her as she goes out from this place today.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for drawing by the power of your Holy Spirit those into steps of obedience as they have taken that step in salvation and now in baptism and with that part to be members and part of your church. Father, thank you for the way you draw us, the way you lead us. And today, may your blessing rest on each one, we pray. Amen. Well, you can have a seat. And we have one more part of our service today. We are a Baptist church. And as part of being Baptist, we are congregationally governed. And so that means we vote on things. And so membership is one of those things that we vote on. And I'm going to ask our lead deacon to come. And he'll explain that a little bit and then lead us in a vote.
Okay, thank you, James. I've asked some other members of our church to come and help me with this. If you'd come to the front, that would be great. And just stand opposite the member that you're going to welcome into fellowship. We've heard testimonies today with candidates that they're coming to faith. We have witnessed their baptisms with joy. And we also understand that each of you have a desire to join the church as active members at East Olds Baptist Church. And as elected representatives of our church and as members of the governing body, we would recommend to our church members that are here today that you accept these candidates into full membership here at East Olds Baptist by a majority vote. So I would ask that as active members here in good standing in the church today, if you would indicate your acceptance of Isabella Trigg and Kim Flynn and Marla Rubicon and Jody Bergeron, Anjali Rice and Jesse Rice and Sylvia Van Oon to be elected as members or voted as members into the East Olds Baptist Fellowship. So by a show of your right hand, all in acceptance, please indicate. Right. And any opposed? And seeing none, I would accept each of you into membership at East Olds Baptist Church. And so to save on all the handshaking, we've got one from everybody here to welcome you especially. And I'd ask everybody in the congregation to also welcome them today, especially as we go downstairs and enjoy fellowship together afterwards. God bless.
Well, what a treat to be able to share in our service today. I'm going to ask Barry to lead us in a closing song, and then we are going to dismiss. As we dismiss, I will pray for the soup and a bun that's on for us downstairs. So I'd encourage you, come downstairs, join in. That's that is put on by our Gleanings Mission Team. It's a good opportunity to meet and to greet and to congratulate those that have been baptized and come into membership today.
As the girls come up, just we have a ton of soup down there, so please do come down. And Joyce made it. It is so good. We're actually going to close with Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Just nice if I let my people know that because it's a change. Let's stand together, okay?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone. Set free, my God, my Savior ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth will soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for giving us the ability to witness your Spirit at work. And Father, today we give you thanks for each one of those that have been baptized, each one of those that has come into membership into your church. And Father, we thank you that you desire us to have that close walk with you and with fellow believers. We give you thanks for that, Lord. Father, today as well as we share in a soup and a bun downstairs, a meal together, Father, we are grateful as it reminds us of the gleanings team, as you have called them to serve you in a different way, in another way. And so we give you thanks for that. Father, we pray your blessing just to rest on that food and the fellowship around those tables. And Father, today as we close our time, Father, we just ask, we give this benediction to your people. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you all. We are dismissed. Come and join us downstairs. Greet our folks that have been baptized, and enjoy your afternoon.